With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
On this week's episode, it is, of course, the run into Christmas. So we're going to be talking to the manager and owner of Ireland's only toy soldier factory. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and thanks for listening to Let Me Explain. I hope you're getting into that nice Christmassy buzz and not like me starting to panic over presents unbought and work piled up in mountains high before we get to that Christmas break. But today we're going to be talking to somebody who runs Ireland's and one of Europe's only toy soldier factories and workshops, which is based in County Cork, would you believe. It's been there for some decades, and we're going to talk about getting into the Christmas spirit, about why it was set up in Cork initially and what the kind of demands have been as toy trends have changed over the years. So this is my chat with Lars Edmund from the Prince August Toy Soldier Factory.
Yeah, my name is Lars Edmund. I came to Ireland back in 1976 from Sweden, and I set up a manufacturing unit for us to produce rubber molds for a hobby casting purpose.
And so was that from, were you already working in that industry when you came over here, or did you come over here and
It was a family business. It was a small family business, and we had entered the export market in 72, I think, and demand exploded for us, and we couldn't cope with the manufacturing in Sweden, so we came over here to see if we can set up a manufacturing unit here.
And tell us about that journey then. What scale were you on when you came over? How did you find the transition to Ireland?
It was a big transition because of the infrastructure was not here in the 70s. Things have changed an awful lot. In a developed society, and I mean, you subcontract certain functions like graphic design and tooling and so on, and that infrastructure was not there in the 70s and the 80s.
And why Cork? Like, why of all places to sort of land, why in a particular rural part of Cork, why not somewhere like Dublin where you might have had more of that infrastructure?
It was because we had a business friend from Sweden who had relocated here 5 years earlier, we came over to visit him, and he showed us around and the facilities which was available, and there was very little. This was before the advanced IDA factory buildings, this building here was in receivership, and while we were here, it came up on an auction, and we went to the auction, and there was no bidders on the auction, so we put the finger up, and that was the start of it.
Wow. And so bring us, I suppose we should probably, I should probably have started this all by talking about what exactly you make. So for people who aren't familiar with Prince August, like you said, hobby casting, what exactly, give people the mental image of what it is you make and what it is you have on show down there.
Yeah, we make casting kits and molds to cast your own metal toy soldiers at home. So you can make them on your domestic cooker, or you could buy a special melting pot. But it's quite a satisfying hobby, both for young and old. Today, I would say most of our customers are adults. It has changed over the years. 50 years ago, we were selling to 10, 15-year-old kids. Those kids aren't in the toy shops any longer. They're disappeared, but they have grown up and quite often come back and buy our products.
It's funny that, isn't it? And I find myself in the same sort of position where adults now, I don't know, is it you have more access to stuff, but kind of be, we're going back to some of our childhood hobbies, if that's drawing, people coloring in for meditation, model casting, like you're talking about. Even Lego has made this big move to target adults, adult children, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the lockdown had a huge influence on adult hobbies as well, because people needed something to do when they were locked up. And our online sale exploded during the lockdown. Unfortunately, we took an equal dip in our visitor center because we didn't have any visitors.
Yeah, the two sides of COVID, I suppose. We might get into that and the business side of it a little bit later on. So just say if you were ordering one of your kits now, so you're making it, you're making the molds then, and I presume painting them and decorating them and everything after as well, which is quite a skill, one I possibly don't have the dexterity for, but I admire people who do.
It's easier than you think, actually. It's a question of having the right paint. You need a paint which you only need to brush once, and you need a good brush and good light is very essential, and a warm, comfortable room, and maybe a cup of coffee or maybe a beer or a whiskey at the same time to stop shaking.
Yeah, maybe not too much coffee. You'd be shaking a bit too much. And the range you have as well is quite impressive online because it goes from everything from you can tell me the different ones, but you know, various different wars throughout the history to sort of Irish heroes and then even some specially licensed Lord of the Rings. Is that right?
Yeah, we have done Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit since 1988, and we licensed that from the books. And in the books, there's no pictures of the characters, so most of the characters are invented by our designer by trying to be sympathetic with the writing of the books. But we've done over 1,300 different figures, and they become very collectible. Some figures sell for 1,000 or 2,000 euros on eBay.
Wow, so you're not just having a little hobby, you might be building yourself up a treasure trove.
Yeah, I mean, we have customers who have collected all the 1,300 figures.
Wow. That's very impressive.
Yeah.
You must, I suppose you probably get, and I'd imagine there's a great satisfaction in those people who have just been coming back, presumably for decades and have such a passion for it.
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually. I mean, we have two Facebook pages. We have one for Mitchell Miniatures, which is the Tolkien figures, and then we have one for Prince August, and it's very interesting to to see what people do with the products. In Mitchell Miniature, you have some fantastic painters, and they put the figures in beautiful dioramas, etc.
Oh, wonderful. I can actually picture it in my head. So what would you say your most popular selling figures have been? Would it be the Lord of the Rings, or is it something else?
It has changed over the years. If you've asked me back in 1992, the Tolkien figures were extremely popular. Today, they're more of a collector's item, a specialist item. And then for Prince August items, we sell a little bit of every product, and it does vary between different countries
Okay.
because in Sweden they all want to collect Swedish soldiers, and in Germany they want to collect German soldiers, etc. And they want to pick a time period where their soldiers were winning wars, not losing wars.
Yeah, everyone wants to be the side of the winners. I can see it on you. I look it on your website at the moment, and you see everything from sort of Napoleonic to Romans to knights. Like it's quite a span of history, and it's quite interesting. Tell me about the visitor center then. How did that get up and going?
It was, well, say it happened in the early 80s. We were doing trade shows, and to do trade show, you have to do exhibition material, you have to do displays and shelving and so on. And it was standing here, unused for most part of the year, just to be used for a few weeks in the year. So I decided to arrange them at the entrance on the factory, and start to shop there. And we put up a few signs at the road, that was the start of it. And over the years, it has developed, it's was a 5 years ago, it was one third of our total turnover. We had a very famous exhibition of Battle of Waterloo, which was one of the biggest dioramas in the world. And on top of that, we have workshops for children to come and paint figures. Some paint soldiers, some paint a Halloween figure or Christmas figures or fairies. We have a large selection.
So then, if people are thinking about, would this be a good present for Christmas? Is this something maybe to get into? Because, like you said, with children now, the attention spans are so short. It's all TikTok, it's online, it's videos, whatever else. So how long would the process take, say, if you're making a figurine using the process that you said, if you're doing it on the cooker or whatever?
If you do it over an electric cooker, it takes say about 10 minutes to melt the metal. You get small ingot, and you just break it up and place it in a ladle. And after that, you assemble your mold. That just take half a minute. Then pour in the metal. And 1 or 2 minutes later, you have your figure. And you could repeat that for hundreds of times. The molds are guaranteed for 500 castings.
Wow, so they actually solidify that quickly in just a couple of minutes.
It's just what delays you a little bit is that the figure can be quite hot, so you have to be careful. You have to handle it with the pliers initially, but they do cool down quite fast.
It's an interesting, it's almost like a little science experiment, and then you get to have a toy after it, which is kind of cool. So what's it like there at the moment with Christmas running in, and has that sort of changed over the years as the clientele has got older? Is it maybe not quite as, Christmas toy factory, Santa's workshop as it used to be, or maybe it still is?
Yeah, November, December, and January is our peak months. For our visitor center, our peak is July and August with the tourists. For Christmas, people aim for the shopping centers instead. We've tried to advertise and promote ourselves for Christmas, and it's never worked.
Why not?
The only reason I could think of is that people are in a rush. They go to the shopping centers where they can get numerous presents at the same time.
Maybe people don't slow down enough. And you've had, I suppose, it became more difficult, like every business after COVID and the adaptation to that, but also the bypass as well hasn't it massively helped you down in McCroom.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone from 20,000 visitors in 2019 to 4,000 visitors last year. It's a huge drop.
And did I read something about it? Because you did a piece with the Irish Examiner that you've had trouble even battling the council to try and get signage up to attract those people in who aren't going through the
It's a
town.
point blank refusal because we didn't have 50,000 visitors, and instead they have put up signage for an ambush site, which gets about 100 visitors a year. It's a bit sour to see that actually.
Yeah, it seems, and you can talk about amber sites and Cork and all that and history of the country, etc. But like for somewhere that was doing 20,000 visitors, that's a very significant attraction to a rural area. You would think they'd want to support it more.
According to the review site, we're the most popular attraction in the Macroom area.
And yet they're just, you're basically not getting the backing.
There's no understanding for it. That's the problem. It's also everything is done by box ticking today as well. And if I tick the boxes, I keep my job. That's the attitude.
Maybe you need to cast a few of our current politicians and make them come down and see you, do a Micheál Martin cast and get him coming in. That might change their heads very quickly.
Yeah, we have Michael Collins. We have Eamon de Valera as well.
Oh, well, then you've got the Fine Gael and the Fianna Fáil connections. You've already started.
Michael Collins more popular than Eamon.
I could imagine in Cork now, in fairness. Well,
Yeah.
listen, if people want to visit you, where do they go? And if people want to look online and say, do you know what? That sounds like a nice way to maybe slow things down in our household to do a nice hobby together. What would you suggest they start with?
I think they should come here. They should look up our visitor center website called toysoldierfactory.ie. And there they can see what we're doing, and they could choose something to paint in our workshop. They come here, experience the hobby. We have a full range of products if they like it. And they could buy something after the workshops.
Sounds good. It sounds like a plan and a nice day out as well, perhaps for people over Christmas. Lars, thank you so much for chatting to us and Let Me Explain, and a very happy Christmas to you and everybody down there. And I hope you have a great one.
Yeah, happy Christmas to you too.
My thank you to Lars, and thank you to listening for this episode of Let Me Explain. Hope the madness is not quite too mad in the run into Christmas, whatever it is you are getting up to. And I will chat to you next week.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.